because we had arrived at the church by train and taxi. Even before we entered the limousine, I sensed an atmosphere. Den was already there, and Reg's widow Maureen was tucked into a corner. She was a small, neat woman who had retained her figure and her striking blonde hair with a strenuousness that shone in her face. Though she was barely in her mid-50s, it looked 10 years older, withered and pinched by anxiety. She glared at us from her corner while Den explained the situation briskly to her. "Larry here and the boys are coming up to the house with us. All right, Maureen?" That last question expected no reply and got none. "My name, incidentally, is not Larry, and never has been. It is Lawrence, Professor Lawrence Chibnall." I knew the reason for the atmosphere and could, to some extent, sympathize with her. Now that Reg was dead, from natural causes, incidentally, what little importance Maureen possessed in the McCall family hierarchy would dwindle to nothing. Den had already assumed a greater measure of control over the firm after Reg's first stroke 18 months before. Now the takeover was complete. Maureen would be comfortably off, but she would be ignored. Had she had sons, as Den had, the role of matriarch might still be hers.